Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
Welcome to our podcast, Dope Town 3000. We are Dope Town 3000, nonstop hip hop, improv, ciphering, just nonstop bars off the top of the head. I'm Zorby Gungaga. And I'm here with Greg Smith.
Hello.
And Sean motherfucking Fisher.
Wow.
And we're just gonna jump into it and start ciphering off of the Twitter, because that's what we do, right? So what's going on, Sean, on the Twitter sphere?
Alright, so a lot of football stuff, so I'm gonna go past that. We have hashtag Ralph breaks the internet.
I am very excited for that.
I'm so excited for that. Hashtag Brock. Hashtag
like from Pokemon.
I think Lesnar from the wrestles.
Okay, hopefully it's not Turner.
Wrestling. Yeah.
Hashtag Groove. Hashtag This Is Life. Hashtag Vince.
so many just male names.
Hashtag. Yeah, I think there's a wrestling. Wrestle something going on right now.
Okay.
Survivor Series. That's what's going on.
Oh, jeez.
Do any of those... I'm liking... If I were filtering it down, I like hashtag groove. I like hashtag this is life.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Brock. Vince.
Yeah, I would either do this is life or groove. Do you have... Are you partial, Greg?
Oh, I'm the tiebreaker, am I?
Yeah.
I'm going to tie break the internet like Wreck-It Ralph.
Ooh. Ooh, somebody wants that one.
That's the dark horse that comes in.
Yeah.
Let's go for groove.
Groove?
Groove.
I love it. All right, groove. All right, here we go.
Okay. I'm wearing my new jacket. I'm wearing my fancy pants. And I'm out in the club just looking for love. And you know that I'm here to dance, cause dancing is a thing that I like to do. I like to dance from me and I like to you. But if I'm being honest with you, there's sometimes dancing gets me confused. Okay, when I like to dance in my head, I think that I am the bombest. But when I get on the floor and I do it some more, I start to feel really self-conscious, cause you know that I'm trying to groove. And I ain't never trying to be rude, but I see everyone else on the floor and they've got such better moves. I'm getting jealous when I groove. I'm getting jealous when I groove. I just want to move, but getting jealous when I groove. Oh, I'm getting jealous when I groove. I'm getting jealous when I groove. Well, I don't know about you. Getting jealous when I groove. I'm so jealous with all the fellas.
Yeah, I got hired as a basketball player. I'm on fire. Yeah, because I'm not forlorn here. I'm outside, I'm hitting 3-pointers. Yeah, all day I hit that shit. Yeah, that's what I spray. Yeah, that's what I spray. Don't forget, cause I hit that shit and I'm like on net. Yeah, cause it's like a fucking movie. Yeah, I'm hitting threes like a movie. Yeah, cause I do this shit all day, all day, cause I'm hitting hard away. I'm in the fucking groove. Yeah, I'm making fucking moves. And I'm making fucking moves.
He's on fire.
Yo, I'm in the groove. Got a lot of clout. I'm in the groove. You can call me grout. You can call me tile. May I make you smile. I can rap every day like a freestyle for a freaking mile, like a whole marathon. Yeah, man, I'm Sean. I'm gonna get it done on the microphone. Yeah, I'm the one. Oh, man, no, I'm not a fucking Padawan. I'm a Jedi, red eye, COVID flight. Oh, man, yeah, doing it like every night. So I'm up over here so smooth. Yeah, listen to the way I'm rapping. You can tell that I'm in my groove, in my groovy. Yeah, in my movie. Ooh, kicking it like I was Bruce Lee. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, was that offensive? I don't know. I gotta be pensive. Oh, man, and you can just pay attention. Oh, man, I don't even want to go and mention anybody else, because I am too smooth. Yeah, that's what happens when I am in my groove.
In my groove. I'm in a groove.
In a groove, yeah, you know I'm about to rock it. In a groove, yeah, I'm straight up in the pocket like I'm wearing some Wrangler jeans. I ain't trying to rap obscene, but sometimes I gotta get you four-letter words, cause sometimes I just gotta make sure that you heard the spit coming out of my uvula. Yeah, I'm better rappers than all of you and your bros, your whole crew. I'll step to them one on 12. I don't give a shit, I'll put the raps back on the shelf like an elf. December 25th, yeah, Jesus Christ ain't real. I am the myth, yeah, that's right. I'm basically better than Jesus. Rapping on this mic if you wanna please us. Yes, you know, I'm off that lidge. I'm just rapping here, grooving sacrilege in my groove.
I'll do it more and more. I'm in the groove, I'm a sliding glass door. Yeah, cause you know they fucking did that shit all day. Oh no, Home Depot, they fucking bought me at that shit. L, it's so poor. Yeah, they fucking bought me at that hardware store. Yeah, cause I got that shit. Yo, you're hearing, I got that shit. I made out of Barron's Oak.
Yeah, man, no, you will never muzzle. Man, you get that groove, I'm the shape of a puzzle. Yeah, man, oh yeah, a tongue and groove. I'm the only one, me and you. You and me is two. We gon' make it through anything that it is that we're trying to do. You are my crew. Yeah, we fit together. Yeah, my groove and your tongue like forever.
Yeah, I'm playing Michael. I'm on that shit spinning like some fucking vinyl. Yeah, cause you knew that shit, man, like a free throw. Round and round, yeah, cause it's spinning like a needle. Yeah, it's in the groove. Yeah, it's in the groove. Music making me people move. Cause it's in the fucking groove.
Welcome back to Dubtown 3000. Today we have a very special, wonderful guest. He's such a funny writer. He's such a funny comedian. And he hosts the incredible podcast Scary Town right here on the Campfire Media Network. Please give it up for Matthew Brian Cohen.
Hey.
Hello. Ooh, we said hello in perfect
simultaneously.
Synchronicity.
Wow.
Thanks for coming on. How you doing?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great.
Good. I must say, your headphone style is
a little unorthodox.
It's unorthodox.
I feel too closed off when I'm talking to someone if I have both cans, to use the
cans
parlance.
Cans meaning headphones.
Mm. Yes, on my ears. So I like having one off a little bit so I feel a little open to the world and to everybody else, but I can still hear.
That makes sense. It's smart. One on, one off.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Dope Town slogan. And now Zora's trying it.
Yeah. One on, one off.
Yeah.
Yeah, if everybody does it, I feel like maybe we can be on the same wavelength here.
I don't think I can do it.
Yeah, that's how they used to wear headphones in the early 90s.
Like all the DJs?
Yeah.
They're like, what's the crowd sound like?
Yeah, exactly.
Jerver.
I don't know how you guys are doing, and I'm not good at it.
Just channel emotionally yourself back to the early 90s. Yeah. Like get in that mindset.
Just think of Omar Epps and Juice.
Yeah, okay, I'm there. Yeah.
All of a sudden it just like... it was by itself.
I can't do it, guys.
I was just talking about Juice the other day.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, it is really
so good.
Tupac is great in it.
He's so good.
Because he's playing himself.
Yeah.
No, I think he's also performing well.
Yeah.
Wow.
But also, like, there was
posthumous shots at
Tupac's
acting.
But, like, also, like, there was a well of anger there that obviously.
Yes.
He drew upon.
Yes. And he clearly is not, no slight to him. He's not an actor. You know what I mean?
He is, though. He's a trained Shakespearean actor.
Well, he went to the Baltimore School of Arts or something.
Yeah,
like that,
he studied Shakespeare.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes, it's true.
I didn't know that. Wow. Yeah. Now I feel
he's
like
a
fool.
He's a Shakespearean actor.
Jerry Seinfeld.
No, he knew that.
Wow, I feel like such a fool. I didn't know that.
No, it's okay. You know, you come in here preaching your 90s headphones or whatever.
I just got schooled.
Matthew, enough light roasting. Do you have a... what's the story you want to get into? What do you got for
sure.
us?
Sure. So I'd love to tell you about the time where... the only time in my life where I was actually a sports star.
Ooh.
So my relationship to sports... I'm not athletic at all. I'm very uncoordinated. I'm clumsy. I played a lot of sports as like a kid. You know, I played like soccer and baseball and basketball, and I was bad at all of them. I tried, like, I had a moment playing baseball where I found I was very good at first base, mostly because you didn't have to run when you played first base.
Yep.
But I loved being involved in like every play, and I loved like the idea of like, oh, I gotta like scoop up these balls that are in the dirt. Like, that felt great. Then my coach knew I was bad and wanted to win, you know, in that way that like a lot of like these like dads
yes.
are over competitive, like moved me to right field where I could be forgotten about. Sure. And I took that very personally. And so I like never played yeah. baseball again. But
banished to right field.
Relatable.
Yeah. It's awful. It really sucks.
Really sad over here.
This story is that I was in a basketball, a summer basketball camp when I was around like 11, 12 years old. And this was the kind of thing where we would go in the morning, like 9 a.m. to like 3 p.m., 4 p.m. And you just kind of play basketball all day. Like, you sort of do like their drills, mm-hmm. you know, like they'll teach you like how to set a pick. And then there was also like a league, and the league was broken up age division or grades. So it was like, you know, you got your 6 and 7 year olds, and then your 8 to 10, and then like 11, 12, 13. And then there was like, I think it went up to like 16 or something. Mm-hmm. So that's how it was broken up. I was terrible, even though I'm like 6'5". I thought mm-hmm. like I could play basketball because I was like tall enough, and I was like, I'm gonna master like the hook shot. Like, that was my thing. I was like,
I'm gonna be Dr. J.
Yeah, I was like, I can do this. And so like I practiced that a lot, and I didn't do very well, and I couldn't run. And basketball obviously involves a lot of running.
True.
I was very slow, so it's like I was just a bad player, and I would constantly get made fun of for a lot of reasons. One of them was like I wear glasses. And I had to wear glasses as a kid.
I think we can all relate to that at this table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of glasses wearers. Yeah. So I didn't want to wear those like goggles, those sports goggles.
Yes.
Did you ever have to wear those playing sports? Yeah. I had them. I didn't want to wear them because I was like, these make me look so stupid.
Man, if you were shooting that hook shot with those goggles,
I know.
Though,
well, was
there,
like,
wasn't there a famous 90s player who...
Yes, Horace Grant.
Yes.
Who
yes.
was like an inspiration to me because I was like, whoa, Horace Grant on the Bulls is wearing these. Yeah.
And James Worthy also, didn't he have goggles or
I
no?
think so. Yeah. I mean, the most famous is...
Shakespearean trained.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wore them, but that was like, I had to go back later and be like, oh, he was the best. But like Horace Grant at the time was the role model.
Mm-hmm.
The Bulls and then the Magic.
Yes.
But I was like, for a little bit, there was a period where I was like, oh, I'm like Horace Grant. And then I was like, I am not at all like Horace Grant. So I didn't want to wear them because I got made fun of a lot for them. So I would just wear my regular glasses, and then I would get elbowed and like break my glasses like multiple times. And my mom got like really mad at me. And it would like the glass part would just like push up into my eyebrow, cut under my eyebrow. I had that happen a bunch. But I was really terrible and was made fun of. And then one day I was pulled aside by one of the coaches who were probably like, you know, 17, 18, 19 year old kids. But to me, they were like impossibly old.
Full mustache.
Full adults in my eyes. And they're like, hey, I don't know if you've known this, but you're not doing so hot. Like in the league you're in, would you like to play with the 8 and 9 year olds? We can move you down, and we feel that's best for you at your ability if you could play with them.
What was your age at the time?
I was like 11, 12.
Okay. 16.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to leave my friends. This is tough. But I was like, I was like, I guess if you think it's best, sure, I'll do it. So I get put on like a different team, and I'm tall now. I'm 6'5". Obviously, I wasn't 6'5" when I was 12, but I was like pretty tall. I was the tallest one in my class. So compared with all these other 8 and 9 year olds, I was like Manute Bol. I was a giant to them. And so when I was on the court with them, we were playing games, I instantly became a superstar.
Nice.
So for the first time in my life, I got the ball every single play to the point where the coach on my team was just like, this is the game. You throw the ball to Matt and he scores. That's how we're running the court.
Oh my God.
And like they also had lower rim. They lowered the rim like for like 8 and 9 year olds. So I could literally hold my hands above my head, get toss the ball high, and then kind of reach over and almost place it in the basket.
Wow, so they were that low.
Yeah, they were like pretty low. I mean, I may have had to like reach up a little bit, but in my memory, it was like grab,
was it like
push,
half
grab,
court?
Push. Well, I wasn't like half court like that. I was essentially just like, I just stood kind of like by the foul line, got the ball, and then just sort of like pushed it a little bit over. And
so it was like Manute Bol.
Yeah. And so I just like crushed it. Like, but it was devastatingly embarrassing to me because I was like, I felt like a freak. Like, yeah. I just really felt like, I'm getting too much attention.
It was a Pyrrhic victory.
Yeah. And so I was like, I know I'm not good. I'm just dominating on a bunch of small children. which is,
how did they feel about it?
Well, the coach loved me, like, and so I remember after the first game, he pulled me aside. And he's like, "We're gonna win the whole league. This is awesome. This is like the best. We're gonna win. Like, you're my star player. Like, oh, this is so great." Like, he was like so excited, and he treated me great, and he wasn't making fun of me.
Yeah,
but I felt so ashamed and embarrassed. I felt like I'm just being used. Like, I'm not really good. I'm cheating the system. I'm not. But I was like hitting like 40 points.
Oh my God!
Damn, like, Hall of Fame numbers.
It's like insane. Like,
did you ever get a hook shot?
Yeah. I mean, for sure. I mean, like, I could do whatever I wanted. It was just have the ball, hold it over a child's head, and then just like this. So yeah, it was like I was unstoppable. And then, like, yeah, it drew too much attention to me where it was just like, oh, Matt's the best. Mm-hmm. And going from the worst to the best is such a strange feeling.
Yeah.
Like, to go from being totally ignored and like, occasionally made fun of to then being, like, yeah, LeBron James is, like, insane. And I couldn't handle it even on this level. Like, I didn't like all those eyes on me.
Yeah.
I didn't like all the, like, 8 and 9 year olds, like, looking at me like I was so great.
Mm-hmm. But or also like probably mad too. Like,
yes, yeah. I ruined their game.
Yeah, the other teams especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like totally unfair. So like after like a week of this, like a full week of this camp, I like went over to my coach and I was like, I can't do this. Like, please put me back with the other kids. And he was like devastated. And he tried really hard to talk me out of it. It's like, you don't understand. Like, we can win. Like, you're great. Like, this is your shot.
I put $10,000
down. But it was like, you can do this. It's like, don't you want this? Like, you are the star. Like, even obviously, like, on this level, it's not that big of a deal, but this is your moment.
Yeah.
Like, and you can play in like the, like, every league, there was like the final, like the finals were in front of like everybody in the camp, like for like the, like the last week or whatever. And it's like, you could be in the finals. It's like, this is like, don't you want sports victory? And I just like looked in the eyes and I was like, no, like, please just put me back. I want to be bad again. Like in a movie where it's like, return me back to my home. Like, I've gone out.
I undo my
wish. I've done the hero's journey. I need to come back.
You need to come back having changed.
Having learned a lesson that there is a price sometimes to greatness that I was not willing to pay. I was not willing to stand out that much. To be great. I was not willing to cheat the system to be great. So I was like, please put me back. And he's like, all right, if you're sure, but I'm going to miss you.
Aww.
And I was just like, yeah, I'll miss you guys too. And like the rest of my team, I think the other kids on my team like liked me because they were also winning.
Right.
And they're like, oh, don't go. And I was like, guys, I gotta go. Like, I gotta go. And they're like, oh, it's all right. Like, all right, well, like, see ya. And then it's like immediately the difference between like going back and then like having to like shoot on a full size rim and just missing and never getting the ball. Like, I never got a whiff of the basketball.
But we look at you and you camp. Just smile on yeah. your face.
But it was just like, ah, this is it. Like, this, like, I realized I can't handle athletic greatness because I've always thought, like, what if I was a great pitcher? Yeah. Like, what if I, like, yeah. just worked on my arm? Maybe I could do that. Or it's like, but the sky hook, maybe this is my angle. Maybe I'll be a really good free throw, shooter. And then it's like, I'll just draw a lot of fouls. And it's like, no, you can't be an athlete. It's just not happening for you. And there was comfort to retreating back into that, the known quantity of
yes.
being a sucky athlete.
I love it.
Wow.
So good.
Yeah. That's like a sports movie.
Yeah. It really was.
Or like A Star Is Born.
It's like A Star Is Born if Lady Gaga's like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. Exactly. If Lady Gaga wore goggles.
Lady goggles.
Lady goggles. She was like freakishly tall.
Yeah.
What do you remember any of like the names of the teams or anything?
Well, they were named after NBA teams. So my mm-hmm. team was the Golden State Warriors.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Sick.
Yeah, I was put on the Warriors.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then was there like for the camp, was it sponsored by like a certain team or like a player? Because, you know, like some teams
yes.
do
no.
that.
I don't remember. I think it was just more like, oh, a bunch of like schools.
Okay.
You know, I don't think it was like. Yeah,
like sanctioned by
it. Yeah, it wasn't like John Starks.
Right, right.
The Washington Generals.
Oh, man. How to be bad would be the Washington Generals.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fine. Yeah. I feel like it's their thing.
That's their thing.
Cool. Do you guys have any clarifying questions?
Good. I'm good. I'm ready to tell this story.
Yeah,
thank you.
Hook shot.
Whiff.
Okay, let me try this again.
Hook shot.
Whiff.
Okay, last time.
Whiff.
It was even before I took the off shot. The back. Oh my god, I'm feeling damp. I'm here making a fool of myself at summer camp.
Brick!
Wow, I thought that I could at least hit a hook shot, but I'm here with my own age group, and I'm playing on the court, straight up playing like poop. When I'm pulling a half-court press, I'm moving slow as molasses in these. Stupid guys keep elbowing me in my glasses. Ow!
I'm a tall kid, a ball handler. I'm a dope player, Tyson Chandler. Yeah, cause you know I'm not punking. I'm 7 foot tall and man, I'm dunking in this league. Yeah, I'm not gonna be an asshole, but I'm not gonna pass the ball to this little goofy kid. Man, he needs to rip out this fucking league.
Pull up on the court riding my Camaro. An older kid, man, don't know if you're where, bro. But this thing, yeah, you are not good at a pass or a shot. Delete me cause I got a mustache.
Wow. I don't mean to be bold, but I'm inclined to trust you cause you look so old. You look like you're about to ascend to heaven. You're at least 16 and I'm here straight 11.
The thing, man, I can tell you got the hunger, but your talent would be better against younger competition. So here's my mission. I could go ahead and grant you a wish with some conditions.
I've got contrition, some confusion. Wouldn't that be perpetrating an illusion? I know the glory would taste kind of sweet. And isn't moving lower in the league kind of cheating?
No way, man. Don't you want to be able to brag, man? Don't you want to be powerful like a dragon? Yeah, everybody on your bandwagon. Oh, man, yeah, going just cash in.
Yeah, I'm a little kid. I got the horror. Play for the worst team, Golden State Warriors. Yeah, because We all hate this little league that we play in, and we're like eight. Yeah, we need a people. We need not a beginner. We need a tall kid. We need a fucking center in the shit.
Yeah, man, and our coach is a boozer. The Golden State Warriors, man, we are a loser.
Hey, everybody, gather around. Don't be lame. We're here to have a halftime talk at the game. It's me, your coach. I'm full of fatal flaws. I'm like the Bad News Bears coach, played by Walter Matthau, except I'm younger and I'm less constructive. And at basketball, you guys ain't ever, ever gonna function. But guess what? We're about to slay it because we've got an 11-year-old new star player. Star is born.
Oh, snap. Heard of that kid. Tall kid. His name is Matt. Yeah. Oh, no. He's got the fucking toggles on his fucking Jordans. He's also wearing goggles.
Yeah, yeah. Wearing goggles is the plan. Wearing goggles is the plan. Like a man, you're all a stan of the man named Horace Grant. Wearing goggles is the plan. Yes, that's true. Also, like back in the day, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, man, you're the best of all. And it's great because I have real high cholesterol. And this guy here doesn't understand the ball, you see. And he suffers from a lot of allergies.
Oh, what's a ball? What's a ball?
Man, don't worry about it. Give it to the guy that's tall.
Okay.
That is always going to be our game plan. All right? Then we're going to be a Hall of Fame, man.
Oh, my God. This is the word. You're so bad at basketball. It is almost absurd. We're going to get to fire. We're going to start to burn. See, this is like step two or three of my hero's journey.
Don't act like some drunks, y'all. We're gonna have a tip off. Yeah, that jump ball, it's in the air. It's in the air. You need to make sure you're playing hard.
I just reached up and grabbed the ball.
No
man.
Effort.
Man, I didn't have like no effort at all. No effort. And I'm just standing here 5 foot tall. And these other kids, man, they all look at me and awe. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. With clarity, there's no point in playing. See, he's a basketball deity. Okay, everybody, new plan. If you get the ball, pass it to this tall man.
I need to be the best at here, but listen, yes, I just have a question. Do you remember? Do you recall? I'm that little kid that doesn't know what a ball
I remember.
Is that a ball? Is that a ball? I can't tell if it's a ball or Darth Maul.
What? You think it's Darth Maul? Okay, this is no longer fun. Let's go into what's a basketball, just straight 101. Question one. I know it may seem a bit strange. The first question to ask is this the thing or range? If the answer is yes, here's what you do. Move on the list down to number step two. Step two. We're gonna do this hard more ounces. Not to test if it bounces. If it bounces on the floor, yes, y'all, we are closer to knowing that it is a basketball. Okay, now you listen to me. Here's in our list, motherfucking step three. Yes, a tisket, a tasket, the question you will ask it is, if you throw it in the air, do you make a basket?
Three, two, hit that foul shot. Yeah, count it as one. Yeah, we're done. It's no name. Guess what? We won like seven games
on that winning streak. I can't believe our future used to look so bleak. Now it's 7 multiplied by double streak is 14 on the court. Matthew Bryan Cohen looking so mean.
Yeah.
Oh, my team, yeah. We don't have to scramble. We give it to this guy and suddenly I want to gamble. Oh, man, I am now the championship rookie. So I'm going to make some calls and get in touch with my guy's bookies.
Yeah, but the bookies repeat and repeat. He can throw it in the basketball. It's only 8 feet. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I got a freaking plan. And I don't know if you want to get into this for a grand.
Yeah,
but
I can go in for a grand. My guy's a crook, but guess what? He's got that money straight up fucking skyhook.
That's awesome, because I think that shit is great. I have a team, one 11-year-old, everyone else is 7 or 8.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think we're going to win. So I'm giving you some inside information.
All of it.
Nice. I'm gonna make some money quick. Woo, suddenly the summer probation shit is the shit. Yeah. Yeah, man. Maybe this kid will go pro. I am so glad I got this job from an awesome PO.
We're treating these kids like the straight up pros. We're treating these kids like the straight up pros. We'll just mess with their heads, I suppose. We're treating these kids like the straight up pros. Hey.
Okay. Yeah, man, so good, you fragrant. Hey, what's up, man? I'm 7 years old, but I am your agent. All right, don't sign anything unless I see it first. Because if you hang out with me, then your life will be a curse.
Hey, you're gonna play pros. Stepping out of that horse, kid. I'm your agent to your little kid, and we're gonna get you some endorsements. Yeah, yeah, around the globe, America, Australian saying, crikey, how would you like to hawk some children-sized Nike?
Nikes, yeah, don't have fright. I'm a tall guy from Oregon, I'm Phil Knight. I'll give you that shit, man, I'll be kinda rude. Give you all kinds of sweatshirts and also fucking shoes on this shit. Cause I wanna make a money on this little kid. Then I'll do this shit cause I'll make a little bit.
Now I'm known everywhere in my city as the best basketball player around and my life is shitty. I can't go out, can't go to my favorite restaurant because people want, they see me in selfies is all they want. It's
wow, Matt, look at me. Please do not ignore me. It's me, your coach. Why are you not liking this glory?
I just didn't want this much attention.
Oh my God.
I thought I did, but nobody seemed to mention. This empty feeling, man, it's making me feel bleak every week playing against children that are so damn meek next
don't
to me.
Don't make me motherfucking laugh. Do you understand? We're making money from your autograph I'm selling.
Hold on. You fucking roach. You are supposed to be my coach.
And I'm making money off my players.
Gotta play for free.
And I don't care because I'll ask the forgiveness with these little players.
But I play for free. I'm second grade, yeah, man, I've never even had it made. All right, my life's not in the shade, so I don't even know when the glory fades. And this might be the best time that I have next to this sport. Yeah, man, when I go back in my mind, this is the time I will report as the best.
I don't care, because I just want to get paid every day.
Never making money, never seeing money, where is it?
I'll start in this basketball camp, then go to the NBA.
Man, really need to look at my contracts. Yeah, never really eat the contacts. Yeah, cause I'm always wearing goggles, man. Never gonna be a toggle. Ooh, feeling like a fucking fossil. Next to all these kids, heaven forbid, man. I don't even know if my life has hit the skids.
Oh, listen to me.
Yeah.
And listen damn well. It's me, the ghost of Joseph Campbell. Yes, you better heard me. It's time to take the next step on your hero's journey. You have gone out on a quest, and now you've seen that it ain't even the best. And now, guess what? It's time for the next step to burn. You've got to return to your situation, having learned.
Yes, I agree. I am done with all these minis. I just gotta go find that 17-year-old Camaro driving genie. The guy who did this to me in the first freaking place. But I don't know his location in time or even in space.
He's probably at an arcade or something.
Before this fucking ends, I'm gonna help you on your journey, animal friend. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, cause you Knocked the porous. You made a little adventure. Now you're running around in the forest. Yeah, you are all kinds of thinking and thinking. You are all hitting shots in the forest. Man, you stink. And you need to have a little thought in your brain. You need to think about your future before you go insane. What
so what
are
you're
you
saying is I need a little time alone. Go into the forest with a basketball montage like I'm throwing pine cones through little holes in trees. That's what I need to just go back and just see that next to better competition. And that puts me into remission. I'm not the best. I'm not the best. But that's the thing that I had to learn upon this quest is that I like that. Yes, it makes me fresh. Oh man, that's when I feel the best.
Yeah, feel the best, man. You are the champ. I think it's time to you return to the camp. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, go on your way. That's what I gotta do. I'm a little dude. That's what
oh,
I say.
Man, time out here has been so sick. I found a beaver dam and a beaver and I picked up. I practiced a pick and it was sick, but I didn't work because beavers are really tricky.
But I'll tell
really
you what is the task, y'all. But maybe you won't like have people play and pass you the basketball. That's the task, y'all.
Okay. I gotta face this. Thanks, Spirit of Joe Naismith. I'm going back. I'm going back to camp. I'm going back to camp. I'm going back to camp. All right.
We're gonna miss you, man. We're gonna miss you, man.
Listen, man, I gotta go. It's not about y'all, though. I just feel out of balance. It's not fair to call this my talent. I'm gonna miss y'all too. But this is something that I've got to do. I gotta hang out with the same age crew and put myself against them.
I'm gonna miss you, man.
I'm gonna miss y'all back. But the thing is, I gotta get back on track. Alright, no, I know that I've got it made, but I've gotta go find a big kid at an arcade. Hopefully he can turn it around. Yeah, man, I know how it sounds. And I'm really sorry, coach. I hope you didn't spend a lot of money. I hope you didn't spend a lot of money. Because I know that shit just isn't funny. Oh, man, I know that you're on the run, see. And you're gonna be
in the arcade. Animal style, you could call me a wombat. I'm a 16-year-old summer camp basketball coach just playing Mortal Kombat.
Fatality.
Yes, yes, I'm playing fatalities like I do not even care.
Finish him.
And guess what? I've got a little snippet of that facial hair, but who is this?
Finish him.
Hey.
Finish him.
Don't know if you remember, but earlier this year, way back before December, damn man, I was acting like a bummer. I know it's only been a week, so it's still summer, but it's felt like my whole life has gone different. Since that moment I met you, since that instant, you made me a basketball star. But now I understand that's not what I want at all. It's too hard. I want to go back to the yard. I want to be bad and just play my part.
You wanna go back to where you came from, even though that you're gonna have to play dumb. Well, guess what? Here's the new plan. I'm not a 16-year-old kid. It's me, Horace Grant. Yes, that's right. It's me, a professional guy. I was here in this camp straight in disguise. Yes, and if something you are messing, I was here trying to teach this kid some lesson. Because I went pro, pro, pro. And don't you even know, no, no, that every season I wish that I had a reason to please and to go, go, go.
And also, I don't mean to act thirsty, but did you see my jersey? I'm another taco basketball player. I am James Worthy, and you are fucking worthy to go to the league. You need to play with your own age and be on your team.
Great. Okay, hi, yes, it's me. Yes, here you know it's me. Also on this arcade, Muggsy Bogues. Yes, you should go and play with your own kind and learn all the lessons and be that flow fine.
Your life's out of your control. Hello, it's me, Manute Bol. Yes, I'm speaking way from up here. And now this is one thing, it's so clear.
Yeah.
You need to go back, go back. And get back on track, on track, on track. Make your life more like that. You know that's what you need, it's a fact.
Back at camp.
Oh, this kid again.
I don't believe this.
What?
This tall kid, he's gonna leave us.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not fair. Nah, it's like that double dare, I don't like it.
Oh my god, I can't handle this at all. How am I even gonna know what's a basketball without you reminding me and getting pissed going on the steps of your efficient list?
Don't you wanna stunt this? I can't believe you don't motherfucking want this. No, you ain't clapping. You ain't acting like a champion.
I'm not a champion. Tis a thing that's a stretch. I'm not a champion, but I'm the best motherfucker on the bench. Yeah, I'm a bench warmer. Yeah, nah man, not a show performer. Nah man, I'm a bench warmer. Yeah, not a last second man performer.
Bench warmer, yes, if you please. Sitting on the bench, raising it by degrees. Yes, yes, with my flow you be smitten. All my best playing comes when I'm just sitting. Whoa,
yeah man, I'm leaving no doubt. The first dude to come over during a timeout. Yeah, man, oh man, I'll be making them slaughter. Saying congratulations and providing you with some water.
Woo.
Yeah, knock it off of the hinges. I'm providing everybody some slices of oranges and maybe some advice that I see. Because I got a POV from the person number three. I'm on the bench.
It's a bench warmer.
That's where I want it to be. I'm on the bench.
It's a bench warmer.
And that's where they will get the best of me. I'm on the bench.
I'm on the bench, a bench warmer.
Bench warmer. I'm on a bench.
This is what I thought. On the bench, warming it up like I hit a hook shot.
Break! It's cool, man. Thanks for that water. I'm Tyson Chandler.
Oh, yeah. Matthew Brad Cohen, how did that feel? Was that accurate? Was that sort of?
That was great. That was super accurate. I feel like even the stuff that I didn't say, like Genie and meeting Horace Grant and Manute Bol, that all happened.
Yeah.
Sick. That was great.
Have you played sports since then?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I feel like every so often I'll be like, oh, I should do like a pickup league. But then it's like, oh, no, I'll just get outclassed.
I mean, there's plenty of like comedian leagues that.
Yeah, but they get so competitive. They're like two. It's just like, hey, guys, we're all out of shape. Like, let's roll it.
Are you kidding me? I tore my patellar tendon playing one of those leagues.
No, I don't.
Fuck that league. That's my hot take. Fuck that league. You know what the league I'm talking about. Fuck that league.
You're a sentient league, you know.
Yeah.
And you listen to our podcast.
As all leagues do. Matthew Brian Cohen, thank you so much for joining us and providing
that
dope story.
That was great.
What do you want to, where can we find you? What do you want to promote?
Sure. I'll promote my podcast, Scary Town, which you mentioned before. It's a scripted comedy podcast. We have two seasons. We're in the second season right now. First season had more of a narrative. The second one is more sketches, kind of short vignettes exploring like this very dumb and very weird town called Scary Town. It's got a lot of great performers on it. People have been on The Opposition with Jordan Klepper, Comedy Central, IFC, The Onion, everywhere, Vanity Fair, people have written for, McSweeney's, all that stuff. It's great. I'm really proud of it. I think it sounds good. It's really funny. Listen to it.
Hell yeah. Listen to Scary Town. Binge through those seasons. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening to Dope Town 3000. If you like what you hear, please leave us a rating. Leave us a review. Force your friends to subscribe to it. force your enemies to subscribe to it. We got Zorbi Gaga.
Yeah.
We got Sean Fisher. I'm Greg Smith. We're Dopetown 3000, and as we say at the end of every podcast,
drop it on us.
Sometimes it's better to suffer with peers than to hookshot into your fears.
Ooh, rhyming one. Snaps, snaps.
I don't know why I'm making mouth sound snaps. I can totally. That's not a thing that I need to recreate.
You got fingers, man.
If you can do it, do it.
For now.
If you can do it, do it. That's a better way to put it.
Yeah.
Bye.
Dubtown, 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 Dubtown. You're leaving Dubtown, 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 Dubtown. See you next time. You're leaving Dubtown, 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 Dubtown. See you next time.
Hey, this is Betsy Stover.
And I'm Amanda Allen.
And we do a podcast called
Why Mommy Drinks.
Each episode, we have a guest and we all share a story of a time that our kids drove us to drink.
Parenting isn't easy, but it sure can be funny.
Listen to us on Campfire Media.
Why Mommy Drinks.
Campfire.